Learn Persian with Chai and Conversation, Lesson 7.
Hello and welcome to Learn Persian with Chai and Conversation, the podcast for anyone looking to learn conversational Persian. My name is Leila and I'll be your teacher for the course.
And my name is Matt and I will be learning Persian along with you.
Chai and Conversation will teach you conversational Persian in weekly lessons of about 15 minutes each.
If you know anything about Iranians, they don't do anything without first grabbing a cup of tea, or as they call it, chai.
So pour yourself a cup and join us in learning the Persian language.
Hello and welcome to Learn Persian with Chai and Conversation.
Each week on our show, we bring you a lesson in conversational Persian.
We hope you've been enjoying the lessons so far.
We've come quite a long way since the beginning, and we're going to continue building our vocab and language skills as the weeks go on.
We've also been working building content on our website at chaiandconversation.com, with chai spelled C-H-A-I.
Many of you wrote with questions pertaining to the Iranian culture, so we thought we'd answer these in the form of blog posts. Be sure to check out the blog on our webpage. And if you have any more questions, be sure to contact us.
But for now, let's begin the lesson.
Agreed. Let's learn Persian with Chai and Conversation. Today we are talking about jobs. By the end of the lesson, you can say where you work, tell the details of your work, and say if you like your job or not. Of course, if you haven't started working yet, or if you don't have a job, we'll include vocabulary for you too. Remember that learning a language is all about building your language and understanding, even if it doesn't directly apply to you. The first word we're going to learn we've used before. Before, when you said, I am from the United States, for example, how did you say it? Matt?
Man az Amerika hastam.
Exactly, so the word for I am is hastam. We're going to use this word today to say, I am a teacher, which would be man muallim hastam.
Man muallim hastam.
Let's try that word by itself. Muallim.
Muallim.
Exactly. So, man muallim hastam.
Man muallim hastam.
So, when you are saying, I am a teacher in Persian, you don't need to say the A. In essence, you are saying, I am teacher. So here, I am a teacher and you're a student. So Matt, you would say, Shagird hastam.
Shagird hastam.
And here we drop the man because as we've explained before, Shagird hastam implies that you're talking about yourself. So you don't necessarily need to put the man in the sentence. So Shagird is student. Shagird.
Shagird.
Now, if you want to reduce this sentence further, you could also just say, man muallimam.
Man muallimam.
Or even just muallimam. That would be a complete sentence. So, muallimam.
Muallimam.
Or, shagirdam.
Shagirdam.
These would both be completely valid things to say, but for now we're going to keep the sentence structure man muallim hastam. Okay, so we have muallim and shagird. And now let's learn another word. Mohandis.
Mohandis.
This means engineer. So, man mohandis hastam.
Man mohandis hastam.
Now let's try repeating all these words. Muallim.
Muallim.
Shagird.
Shagird.
Mohandis.
Mohandis.
Very good. So Matt, how do you say I am a teacher using the full sentence structure?
Man muallim hastam.
Exactly. And now I am a student.
Man shagird hastam.
I am an engineer.
Man mohandis hastam.
Now let's learn another word. Vakil.
Vakil.
So this is related to the word advocate, which is used in the UK to refer to lawyers sometimes. Okay, so you could say Man vakil hastam.
Man vakil hastam.
Or you might be a nevisande, a writer. Nevisande.
Nevisande.
Or me'mar, architect. So that's what I studied in the field I work in, so I would say me'mar hastam.
Me'mar hastam.
Let's repeat all of these again. Mu'allim.
Mu'allim.
Shogird.
Shogird.
Muhandis.
Muhandis.
Vakil.
Vakil.
Nevisande.
Nevisande.
And me'mar.
Me'mar.
Now the question you would be asked to see what you do would be, To che kare hasti?
To che kare hasti?
Kar is work and che means what. So, che kare hasti?
Che kare hasti?
You should know by now that that's the informal version of the question. And there's also a formal version of this question. Shoma che kare hastid?
Shoma che kare hastid?
Simple enough. Okay, so Matt, I'm going to ask you, using the informal version, to see what you do, and you go ahead and answer. Matt, to che kare hasti?
Shagird hastam.
Now, in the previous lesson, we learned how to say and you in the formal sense, vashoma. This isn't used too often when speaking Persian, but it is useful in some circumstances. So let's learn how to say the same phrase in the informal sense. And you in the be to chetor.
To chetor.
And this literally means, what about you? How about you? So now, when I ask che kare hasti and you answer shagird hastam, Matt, you could continue the conversation in the informal sense by saying to chetor, che kare hasti. And this just means, what about you? What do you do? Let's try this in a conversation. To che kare hasti?
Shagird hastam. To chetor? To che kare hasti?
Man? Mu'allim hastam. Notice I emphasize the word man in there to emphasize I am a teacher. Again, you don't need this. I could have just said mu'allim hastam. This just emphasizes, well, I am a teacher. So Matt, if I've said man mu'allim hastam and you wanted to answer back along the lines of, well, I am a student, how would you say it?
Man shagird hastam.
So che kare hasti means, what kind of worker are you? What kind of work do you do? And with this, you answer with your profession. You could answer a different type of question. You could say, Koja kar mikoni? This means, where do you work? Note that the you or to in this question is implied. To answer this question, you could answer what type of place you work in. For example, you could say, I work in an office. To say this, we'll use a few words we've learned already. I work in an office would be dar edare kar mikonam. You'll recognize the word kar, which means work, and dar, which means in. You've also learned the word mikonam before. It means I do. So edare is the word for office. Man dar edare kar mikonam.
Man dar edare kar mikonam.
Or as I said before, dar edare kar mikonam.
Dar edare kar mikonam.
Watch the word kar. It's a long A. Kar.
Kar.
So I'll ask you again, koja kar mikoni? Where do you work? And you can answer, man dar edare kar mikonam. So Matt, koja kar mikoni?
Man dar edare kar mikonam.
Or you could work in a factory. Karkhune.
Karkhune.
And these two words together, kar is work and khune is house. So you're saying a house of work, a factory. So, man dar karkhune kar mikonam.
من در کارخونه کار میکنم.
And watch the در. من در کارخونه کار میکنم.
من در کارخونه کار میکنم.
Or a restaurant. رستوران.
رستوران.
Or a hospital. بیمارستان.
بیمارستان.
And finally, let's learn how to ask if you like your job. To say it in the informal form, you ask, کار تو دوست داری؟
کار تو دوست داری؟
دوست means to like, and داری means do you. So, again, کار تو دوست داری؟
کار تو دوست داری؟
To say yes, you say, بله. کارمو دوست دارم.
بله. کارمو دوست دارم.
Or to say no, you say, نه. کارمو دوست ندارم.
نه. کارمو دوست ندارم.
In the formal form, you can ask, کارتونو دوست دارید؟
کارتونو دوست دارید؟
So now let's try having a conversation with all these words we've learned so far in this lesson. I'll start. سلام. اسم من سارا هست.
سلام. من دانیل هستم.
دانیل، چی کاره هستی؟
من دکتر هستم.
کجا کار میکنی؟
در بیمارستان کار میکنم.
کارتو دوست داری؟
خیلی کارم و دوست دارم.
And hopefully you understood all those words in that conversation. Now there's one more thing we're going to learn before we wrap up the lesson, and that is how to say that you don't work at all. To say, I don't work, you say, من کار نمی کنم.
من کار نمی کنم.
And this just means, I don't work. And to say you are without a job, you say, من بیکارم.
من بیکارم.
And there's a subtle difference between the two. بیکارم is usually what you use if you've been laid off or fired, or would like a job but don't have one. To say that you work, you say, کار میکنم.
کار میکنم.
And to say you don't work, you say, کار نمیکنم.
کار نمیکنم.
Or if you're retired, you could say, من بازنشسته هستم.
من بازنشسته هستم.
بازنشسته is the word for retired. So you're saying, I am retired. And that brings us to the end of lesson 7.
Thanks again for listening, and we look forward to you joining us next time on Learn Persian with Chai in Conversation.